What is up, everyone? Happy day after Christmas. Merry Christmas. I hope everybody had a good one. I know my, I guess what I would just call my family and togetherness episode was a little late to the party there, so I hope everybody got out there and saw family for the holidays. And if not, I hope everybody will get out there and see some people that they know, enjoy, and care about for New Year's coming up within a week. You are listening to Americanon. I am HVK, and this is going to be the penultimate, probably using that word incorrectly, I think it's just the, I'm going to use penultimate, I like the way it sounds, but the penultimate episode of Americanon for the year. I want to just take this moment to thank everybody that is tuned in. We are actually approaching, I think I started this back in May, June, somewhere in there, and we're approaching 1,000 total listens, which I know is nothing for, you know, some shows and whatnot where, you know, they get thousands or even millions of listens per episode, but, you know, for being a random nobody grunt that has no name, notoriety, and is probably doing the same thing as, you know, thousands of other people out there on the same subject matter and doing a worse job of it than most people probably. It's kind of a sense of accomplishment, I would say, to be approaching that. So I just wanted to thank everybody who's taken the time to listen, everybody who's taken the time to share it. Follow us on social media, on Twitter and Parler at HVK Americanon. And it really does mean not something not just to me, but to Babes as well, because I know she's believed that this has been a really good outlet for me and a lot of the stuff that I usually just have echo around in my head. But you're not here for all that sappy shit. You guys are here for the final of the year recommended reading going into the new year. And I want to keep the, I guess what I would call the holiday theme of family together. And in that context, I want to recommend the IDW Volume 1 for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, when I talked about the family and togetherness kind of thing, I referenced Batman a lot. But I did throw Ninja Turtles out there, and then I did a character highlight on the Ninja Turtles back in November. You know, basically in reference to Thanksgiving and talking about how the key to what they do is teamwork. It's the fact that they operate as a family unit, and in most of their fights, you know, whether you've watched any of the movies or anything like that, whenever they go at it solo, they always end up with problems, shall we say. And even if they're down one turtle, a lot of people that are my age, maybe even a little younger, definitely older, will remember the, I think it was 1990 or 1989, the live-action Ninja Turtle movie. And in that movie, which is based on some of the original Mirage comics, like the first issue or two, Raphael obviously gets pissed off, goes off on his own, gets beat up, and then the turtles end up, even with three of them, can't fight together. They're taught by Splinter to fight as a unit, and Splinter always teaches them that family is the greatest source of strength, family and teamwork. Well, the IDW collection Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a brand new story written by at least one of the creators, Kevin Eastman. It's written by Kevin Eastman and Tom Waltz. And the artwork is definitely a throwback to the old Mirage style. If anybody who's listening actually remembers, it had kind of almost like a jagged, exaggerated kind of artwork to it. I think the artwork in this is actually quite good, but it is a callback to that old style, you know, where they kind of have their teeth showing a lot, and they sometimes have these odd faces. But really, the main story kind of remains the same, but there's some changes to it. But the main theme of family is ever present. And I don't really want to give any kind of spoilers to it, but the Volume 1 collection collects not just the first 12 issues, but there are actually four individual issues as well. And each one-shot individual issue that's part of this book as well, each has a story centered around each individual turtle for one reason or another. And I want to highlight the one that features Leonardo. And at this point, Leonardo is searching for someone important. I'm trying to avoid any spoilers in case anyone gets it. But he's searching, and he runs into members of the Foot Clan. And he's wildly outnumbered, and even though he's fighting successfully, because obviously the Turtles are more skilled and better fighters than your average Foot Clan guy, he eventually runs into some member of the Foot Clan that he can't beat on his own. And that's kind of the point, is that you are led to believe that he needs his brothers. When they come up against something tough, they all always need each other. And that's the main gist of Ninja Turtles, you know? Like, at the end of the day, despite all the super heroics and all of the crazy, wacky, like, surfer dude, cowabunga, pizza-eating, Ninja Turtle-iness of it, it's a lot like Fantastic Four in that the main feature of their story and the main feature of everything they do revolves around this concept of family. And more importantly, not just family as in like the family you're born into, but actually what makes a family. And I think that's something that the IDW series does particularly well when it comes to not just the Turtles and Splinter, but also including April, including Casey Jones, even as time goes on and how their relationship develops with Slash and Old Hob, which are some newer characters that some people may not recognize the names of, which I'm not really going to get into that because I don't want to spoil their stories, but it's constant growth. It's about, you know, you don't need to be blood to be family, and you don't need to, in some cases, even be the same species to be family. And I think anyone who owns a pet that actually cares about their pet understands exactly what I mean when I say that. And I don't want to wax on and on about it, so I'm going to keep this one short because I think it really is self-explanatory in that way. And, you know, it's a good read to remind you about why family, and when I say family, I don't just necessarily mean blood family, because I don't necessarily subscribe to the idea of blood being thicker than water. But I don't think family is necessarily just the family you're born into or the family you marry into. You know, I have some, you know, my college roommate, I've known the guy for 14 years now, and I still, you know, I don't keep in contact with a lot of people, but we still keep in contact. To me, at that point, that's family. You know, like, that's somebody who means something. So that's kind of what I mean when I mean family, as I mean people who are important to you in general, not just friends, but people who are genuinely important that you don't constantly have to be in contact with, but you know if something were to ever go wrong, you can feel confident that they would drop what they're doing if at all possible, and they're coming to help you. Not just a friend who's going to be like, hey, can you help me move? And they're like, oh, well, you know, I kind of had plans this weekend. Like, no, I'm talking about somebody who's actually going to be there. And you see that with the Turtles. Not just each other as brothers, like I said, but with their extended cast as well. So that's my recommendation for the end of December, the last recommendation of 2020. Going into 2021, pick up the IDW Volume 1 series. I understand that at times, depending on the edition, like I have the hardcover edition, I know it can be a little pricey, but for someone like me, I'm a collector of it. I actually think it even looks fantastic aesthetically. It's got a lot of content in there. It makes it well worth it. But, you know, if it can be a little pricey at times, so make sure, you know, if you want to shop around, find a copy that's on a little bit on the cheaper side, I understand, but that's my recommendation. Check it out, and as you're reading it, just keep in mind that if you're somebody who has withdrawn from friends and family throughout 2020 for one reason or another, and I know a lot of times I make known my thoughts on people isolating and quarantine and all that stuff, I'm not talking about that. I don't want to be attacking people over that, but just think for your mental and your psychological, emotional, whatever you want to call it, that well-being, being with people you care about and seeing people you care about. And I've said this before on my other one, the shit means something, you know, so keep that in mind as you read this and understand how important it is to these characters and how important it is to you. And it's important to these characters because the writers understand that this is a very human thing, you know, so just keep that in mind if you do check it out. So that's me. I'm HBK. I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas, and it'll be New Year's by the time I talk to you guys again next week. So have a happy New Year as well. Be safe. Be responsible. Have a DD if that's your thing. And see people that you care about. Get together. Have a drink. Have a party. Have fun. You know, let yourself unwind a little bit because you need it. It's not about whether or not you deserve it. Most people need that sort of thing. I'll catch you guys later. I'm HBK. I hope you enjoy the show. If you do, share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with anybody. And you can follow us on Twitter and Parler at HBK Americanin. New episodes will be uploaded to Podbean and Spotify weekly. We record only on the weekends because I have a day job. And I will catch you guys later.